It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Austin public health officials announced Monday that the first case of measles in Travis County in 20 years was contracted by an unvaccinated person who is now in Virginia. KUT's Nadia Hamdan has more.
Austin Public Health says they are working with local, state, and federal health officials to create a list of locations where the infected person may have been over the last few days. Measles is a serious and highly contagious viral disease that is spread through the air. Those who are unvaccinated are at high risk of getting infected. Symptoms include cough, rash, fever, and sore eyes. According to the Department of State Health Services, Texas has seen an increase in measles cases in 2019.
That was KUT's Nadia Hamdan. On the Tuesday Health Watch, clean eating, choosing foods that are ethically produced with little processing. KERA's Sam Baker talked with J.C. Slocum, a registered dietitian with Baylor Scott & White Medical Center. They discussed clean eating during the holidays, a time when we tend to overindulge.
Clean eating can be as simple as just cutting out the processed food, taking out the artificial flavorings or maybe are being used in our foods, taking out GMOs, gluten-free, going organic, cutting out meats, animal products. And so it really depends on who you're talking to and what kind of their goals are. I think the big thing when it comes to clean eating is that we're trying to get to more of a well-balanced, healthier diet aspect. Mm-hmm. And so really, I mean, we can focus on the whole foods in general, focusing on our fruits or vegetables, our low-fat dairy products, our lean protein sources, then we're doing pretty good.
Okay, so now here we are at holiday time.
Absolutely.
And it's more of a challenge for people just to try to maintain some kind of balanced diet. If you're engaged in clean eating, though, what are the holidays like for you then?
There's so many different potlucks, get-togethers, events that, you know, you're not controlling the food. You have to kind of rely on what's there. And so if it's a potluck, maybe taking your own food with you, not necessarily just for you, but maybe bringing a dish that you enjoy. Do some roasted vegetables, add a little bit of fresh herb, maybe a little bit of balsamic vinegar, some almonds, and that we can kind of dress it up and make it look as appealing as the creamy, fattier options that are on that plate.
Do the vegetables have to be organic?
So it really depends on what your goals are. From a dietitian standpoint, we don't necessarily try to focus on organic versus conventional. Mm-hmm. We try to get more of the variety there. I'm happy if my patients are doing frozen, canned with no salt, or fresh. If they're eating their vegetables, then I'm a happy camper.
On the Christmas dinner table, some people will still have turkey, maybe.
It's going to be a leaner option, which would be great. Maybe we can go like with a skinless. A lot of that skin typically has more of the fat in it. Maybe doing some type of kebab or like a shrimp cocktail as like an appetizer could be a good option. Even doing like the little cheese cubes, think about the size of a dice, is usually about an ounce. And so that could be good. And as far as your serving size goes, that's either going to be considered a size of a deck of cards. We need the protein. Protein is crucial, but mm-hmm. we don't need that huge piece that's going to cover half of our plate.
Is free range better than what you might buy at the store?
It depends on how the turkeys maybe are raised. In general, nutrition standpoint, there's not a big difference. That comes really down to how you feel about the turkeys being raised.
But also at holiday time, a lot of sweets. A lot of alcohol.
Clean eating is key when it comes to trying to limit the refined sugar and also the alcohol consumption. If you're making some type of sweet treat, then maybe use honey or like a pure maple syrup compared to using the refined sugar cane. Another thing you can do is if you have a recipe and it yields 3 dozen cookies, maybe you turn that 3 dozen into 6 dozen to where you're making smaller portions. And so that way you're getting a taste compared to getting that full size cookie. Could be a good thing with the sweets. I think the big thing there is don't deprive yourself. And so a lot of times people give themselves rules and they say, oh, I can't have anything sweet. And the problem when we deprive ourselves is that we want more. And so it's better to have a little bit and be done with it, enjoy it, savor every bite of it, than to completely avoid it and have that guilt that's kind of lingering over you, especially during the holidays. As far as alcohol goes, is always kind of risky when we're starting to drink our calories. And so if you're going to have that sweet cocktail, then try to limit yourself to only one. Make sure you're drinking plenty of water. Water is key. All year round, the holidays is no different. And so getting at least 64 ounces of water a day. You could even do like a sparkling water and add a little bit of cranberries or lemon, orange slices to it to kind of dress it up, but you're still just drinking water.
As a dietitian, you work with patients. Are there some people for whom clean eating would be recommended and others not so much?
for every patient, we can kind of get to some extent of it. Mm-hmm. However, there are some patients who, depending on what their own personal goals are, and maybe they are trying to go with a more organic, non-GMO eating plan, then that's fine. As long as we're getting a balance, as long as we're not cutting out full food groups where we're risking a deficiency is a bigger concept. And so I try to meet my patients' needs, and if they're wanting to do more of a, you know, the more advanced, cleaner eating, then that's okay. I'm going to work with them. As long as we're getting every food group, then that's my bigger thing.
JC Slocum, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.